Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXEI mini-program on environmental issues in southern Arizona and the rest of the world. Our guest this week is May Carr, senior architect of the new and spectacular Environmental and Natural Resources Building of the University of Arizona off of 6th Street, which was dedicated on September 10th. Welcome to the studio, May.
Thank you.
It's designed on the basis of a slot canyon, like Deer Canyon.
Or Antelope Canyon. It's actually a very simple courtyard building, but the way that the courtyard is designed with these curvilinear balcony edges and these vertical steel fins on it, it takes a very organic nature. None of the floors actually overlap in the canyon. They kind of come in and out at different places. So you get this buildup of space. It's a five-story building. So the building builds up five stories, and as it builds up, it gets narrower as it goes to the top, just like a slot canyon. What that does for us, it shades the courtyard. It shades the exterior walls of the building once you get into the interior spaces. So it's self-shading the same way that you would have in a slot canyon.
So it's built like an overhang.
It is. It's built like an overhang with this slot. If you looked at it from up above, you'd see this smaller opening than when you're on the actual floor of the canyon where it opens up wider.
What I know about slot canyons is that they can be awfully windy.
They can be windy?
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the things that we tried to take advantage of. We have large openings on the east and the west ends of the building in order to bring cross breezes in. There's two main goals for this building, and one was to epitomize what sustainable building in the Southwest can be and do that passively and actively. And the other one was to create this space for interdisciplinary research and really create a space where the occupants of the buildings could experience different spaces, go different places, and meet different people that are working in the building, because that's where some of the creative juices really get going.
I understand the air conditioning is also very state-of-the-art.
I've talked about the balconies a little bit, but the big move there is that by putting all our exterior circulation on the outside on these balconies, we're saving about 20% of the space that would have been air-conditioned otherwise if we didn't have a courtyard, had an internal circulation system. So we saved a lot of conditioned space by doing that. And then the systems that we're using in the building, we're anticipating and estimating that we're saving about 30% in energy costs by implementing these new systems. The main system we have is called Chilled Beams. It's in all the office spaces. It's pumping cold water through a system of tubes in a unit that sits up in the ceiling of every office. You're getting the radiant cold coming off the pipes with a little bit of fan air that brings in fresh air into the space as well.
Are there any public tours of the building?
If you go to our website, we're working on a self-guided tour that's there. We did one for the dedication, and so we'll be modifying that and refining in the next month or two. But yeah, you can go to the website and pull up different features about the building as you walk around.
What is your website?
It is pdc.arizona.edu. Go to the projects tab up at the top and look for environment and natural resources.
Thank you very much, May.
You're quite welcome. It was a pleasure.
This is Dan Lout for the Weekly Green. Please leave your comments and suggestions on our Facebook page, and thank you for listening.